When Christians hear the phrase, be fruitful and multiply, many immediately think of having children. That is a beautiful and biblical part of the calling for many marriages. Children are a gift from God, and raising them in grace and truth is one of the most sacred forms of fruitfulness. But fruitfulness must never be reduced to biology alone. Some faithful couples cannot have children. Some lose children, some marry later in life, some enter marriage after the childbearing years. Some carry deep grief because the family they hoped for did not come in the way they imagined. These couples need compassion, not careless comments. They need honor, not suspicion. They need the church to see that God can make a marriage fruitful in many ways. Fruitfulness is about life multiplying through love. A couple may become spiritually fruitful by discipling new believers. They may become emotionally fruitful by creating a home where wounded people experience safety. They may become relationally fruitful by mentoring younger couples. They may become kingdom fruitful by supporting missions, serving in a soul center, practicing hospitality, or caring for people who are overlooked and lonely. Think of Priscilla and Aquila in the New Testament. They were a married couple who served the mission of the gospel together. They opened their lives, worked faithfully, taught carefully, and strengthened the church. Their marriage mattered beyond their private life. That is a powerful vision for Christian couples. A fruitful marriage asks, what is God growing through us? Maybe God is growing children through you. Maybe God is growing hospitality. Maybe He is growing wisdom for younger couples. Maybe He is growing mercy for hurting neighbors. Maybe He is growing generosity. Maybe He is growing a pattern of prayer in your home. Maybe He is growing a ministry you never expected. Fruitfulness also includes character. A marriage that becomes more patient is fruitful. A marriage that becomes more forgiving is fruitful. A marriage that breaks generational patterns of anger, neglect, addiction, or shame is fruitful. A marriage that becomes safer, kinder, and more prayerful is bearing fruit. This matters because some couples compare their household to others and feel behind. They say, "We do not have what they have. We did not get the story we wanted. We are not doing enough." But God does not measure fruitfulness by comparison. He looks for faithful love, surrendered lives, and homes that make room for His grace. So do not despise the fruit God is actually growing. A small act of hospitality can matter. A faithful conversation with a teenager can matter. A prayer over a struggling friend can matter. A couple who chooses covenant faithfulness in a selfish culture can matter. Christian marriage is not called merely to exist. It is called to bear fruit. And by the grace of God, that fruit can multiply in ways the couple may not fully see until eternity.